Matt Greenwood with you on KGEF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. I am speaking to Bria Garman. She is a member of the Festus Volleyball Tigers and one of the newest members to the 1,000 Club. Last year it was 1,000 kills. This year it's 1,000 digs, and she did it against the Windsor Owls in the North County Tournament a couple of weekends ago. Bria, I'm just going to flat out say it. It's quite impressive, your volleyball career at Festus. Obviously, last year was big for you because the position that you play requires you to earn a lot of points for your team with those kills. And you know, you save a lot of points, and you've saved 1,000 points and then some with your 1,000 career digs. Talk about, you know, just being able to get to these two records these last two seasons.
Yeah. So, like, a big part of, like, playing, like, I want to show, like, all the aspects of, like, what I do. And I think I'm known more for, like, being, like, a hitter. So, like, to reach 1,000 kills was awesome. But I think it kind of means more to, like, reach 1,000 digs, because that's not, like, really what I'm known for. So, like, I was, like, really, like, proud of myself and, like, my team for, like, supporting me, because, like, that's not, like, really, like, what I'm known for, you know? So it was, like, a really, like, surreal moment. And I actually didn't know, like, playing the game that I got them. It was, like, after the tournament that I found out. So I was, like, really excited. And I was, like, I had no clue that I was even, like, that close or anything. So
yeah, that is very cool. When you're sort of surprised by something, it makes it even kind of more exciting. Who did break the good news to you? And how long afterwards were you sort of, you know, I guess, warmed up by the notion, by the thought of being a 1,000 career dig person?
Well, I got back to school that Monday, and people kept coming up to me and saying, like, congratulations, like, on your 1,000. I was like, oh, wait, that was last year, but, like, thank you. And then they're like, no, you got, like, 1,000 digs. I think it was, like, one of my teachers, like, math teachers that told me, and I was like, oh, and I went and looked on Twitter, and it was on there. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I didn't even, like, know that. Thank you. And then everyone just kept, like, telling me congratulations and stuff. So it was kind of, like, a while, but, like, after playing that, like, I knew.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so math teacher paying attention to Bria Garman's volleyball. There you go. Just talk about what goes in to Bria Garman's training to be a volleyball player. What you do day in and day out to be prepared to do what you do for the team and to be able to collect these records that you continuously reach as a member of the Tigers volleyball team.
Yeah. So I think especially this year, like, being, like, the oldest one, like, I was always, like, the younger person on the team, so I got to kind of, like, see, like, the leaders in the past year. So I think me and Kate Todd this year, like, being the leaders of everybody, it's really, like, just, like, positive mindset and, like, going in every day, like, we're the leaders, and, like, we have to, like, want everyone to do good. Like, you kind of, like, have to, like, pass that on to everybody else, and they kind of feed off of your energy. So, like, going in every day to practice, like, some of us don't want to be here, like, it's been a long day, but, like, we always have, like, a positive energy, like, always, like, excited about everything. So I think that we all, like, really get along really well, and it's all, like, a family here. So I think, like, that really, like, feeds into, like, how we play, because, like, we'll get down a few points, but, like, we're a family, so, like, we always, like, bring it back up, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. And obviously you guys are very successful this year, and, you know, you've done really well in a lot of tournaments that you've participated in. And, you know, last week we saw you guys take on DeSoto, and I know you weren't exactly at full strength. And then you had a tournament this past weekend that you guys were able to defeat DeSoto, and I think it was pool play of the Sekman tournament. You guys wound up making it to the championship game against St. Clair and fell 2-1 there. But as far as the teams that you guys have gone up against this season, what makes 2019-2020 a challenging year for the Festus Tigers?
I think it's just because we have, like, a lot of young players. We have Claire Martin. She's, like, one who we really, like, rely on for blocking and, like, hitting. And she's a freshman, so, like, she doesn't really know. She has a lot of experience with clubs. So I think it's just, like, getting the younger kids, like, more involved, like, more talkative. That's going to be, like, kind of, like, a struggle because they're new at it, and it's kind of a little bit, like, out of their comfort zone. So I think, like, again, back to, like, leading and stuff, like, that's what, like, we need to do is just make them more comfortable.
As far as the opponents that you guys are going up against, Windsor, DeSoto, North County, Sekman, St. Clair, I mean, Coach Beely has put together a very tough schedule for you guys. As far as what you're seeing on the floor, Bria, in terms of the talent level, what are you seeing as, you know, someone that's on the floor just about every point for your Tiger squad?
Well, the other teams obviously are, like, really good. I think everyone in the area lost a lot of good seniors, like, including us. So I think with all the teams, it's just us trying to, like, see how we can, like, build our team back up or, like fill in some missing pieces from last year. On the other side of the court, I think defense is what, like, we struggle with the most right now just because we don't have, like, that much of, like, defensive people. So we have to, like, try people out, like, our front row players playing some back row and bringing up some underclassmen, try to see if they can play some back row too. So I think, I don't know, everyone, other teams really have good hitters, so we just need to, like, get our defense a little bit better.
Gotcha. Okay. Obviously, we're talking to you today because you did reach 1,000 career digs. Last year, it was 1,000 kills for you. So that's two things to cross off the volleyball bucket list, if you will. What's next at Bria Garmin that you want to tackle as far as achievements go, whether it's personal or team achievements?
For sure, making it to state would be the biggest one ever, which I have so much confidence that we can do. We were one game away from it last year, and I think that we're just as capable this year. So making it to state for sure would be one off the bucket list.
All right, very well. I know Coach Beely will love that answer.
Yes.
and your teammates, of course, as well. All right, Bria, well, we certainly wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the year. KJF, of course, I'm breaking this news to you and maybe to some of our listeners as well. We're going to be at Festus High School on Thursday for your matchup against R7. So we look forward to seeing that one.
Thank you.
All right. So Bria Garmin with 1,000 career digs, adding to her 1,000 career kills. Well, killing the game at Festus for volleyball.